This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour on the Friday program, August 3rd, first Friday of the month. So it would be, let's see, how do we figure this out? 3-8-18. You like that, Jennifer? 3-8-18. So we'll charge 3-8, the third day of the 8th month.
Don't you write 8-3?
Well, I was doing it the English way because I was trying to be more proper. You know how I am. Everything is so very
so
proper
fancy.
Here. Yeah, fancy. Speaking of fancy Nancy's daughter, Victoria, she's lurking somewhere
she's
out
close.
There. Yes, close by. In the meantime, you can get started with a trending item that you think would be worthwhile to discuss.
Well, I think Apple's pretty happy today. I don't know if you heard about this, but Apple hit a market cap of $1 trillion on Thursday, and they hung on to the record valuation at market close as the iPhone maker became the first publicly traded U.S. company to reach $1 trillion. The stock gained 2.92% during trading after a strong fiscal third quarter earnings report earlier in the week. And this is a pretty big deal. First time this has ever happened in American history. It's a milestone to be a trillion-dollar company, I suppose. Now, I feel like iPhones cost $1 trillion now, so I don't know if there was a trick to this.
Well, but I went yesterday. My iPhone has, my 6S has sort of crapped out. So I went to the to try to trade it or get a new one. It turns out I've only had this phone I thought it had a long time, but it's less than 2 years. And it seems like it's been longer.
I can finally get a new phone. Mine's just 2 years, and I don't get emails. Yeah. Text messages don't show up. It only rings some of the time.
I think they've got a lot of nerve,
frankly.
But it wants to. Throwing cold water.
But Apple is more than the iPhone, by the way. They've got
the MacBook and all that, a lot of computer stuff. Yeah, but the iPhone for me represents, I have two iPads. One of them didn't work properly after an update, and I was told even by the Apple store, well, that's we do that because it'll force you to buy a new one. You know, I resent the hell out of that. And this iPhone that I have supposedly spent $600 and some odd for it, and now it's worthless after 2 years, and they just sort of in a la-ti-da way, well, that's just the way it is. You know what? Screw you. That's the way it is. It isn't what I like. I had a Samsung before, didn't like it, because it wasn't, in a digital sense, it wasn't comfortable, easy to use. I know a lot of people who swear by them, a lot of people that I work with. But the iPhone was easier to use, but I think there's a usury thing to this. I'm going to maybe dust off my Samsung, try it again and see if it works better or if I like it better. Maybe it's just because I'm used to it now. What I like best about the iPhone is it's easy to use the apps, the Waze thing I use all the time.
Yeah, that's why people like it. I was a holdout. I didn't want to switch over to iPhone, but I did because they said it was just easier, it's more reliable than some of the Samsung products. I just remember, for me, this brand has come full circle. I remember as a kid in the 80s that the way my school worked, we only had a class of 30, and you kind of were with those same group of 30 people throughout first through eighth grade. I went to a private school. But some of the smarter kids, they would put in enrichment. And enrichment in many cases, meant you got to actually go to the computer lab. Because computers, believe it or not, that's how old I am now, were not just part of the classroom setting. You could go and learn how to use the computers. And I remember going, and they were big Apple computers, and you could press a certain combination, and it would turn a circle red. Or, and they would teach you how to do this. Then Apple went away. Remember, it was obsolete. People thought Apple's were junk. It was all about the PC and getting that sort of thing. So to actually have them recreate a brand like Apple not so long ago, I think is pretty significant. And so maybe hats off, even if we don't like our iPhone some of the time, the way that they came kind of full circle from going to something that nobody really used to now something that's a part of everybody's life in multiple ways.
Well, the fact that they are a valuation, the $1 trillion mark, it's an immediate event. It doesn't change anything.
Yeah.
The stockholders have the same value.
It's a marker.
It's a marker. One wonders about when you think about money, the company, board of directors, stockholders, I think about Apple and Amazon. Amazon doesn't have that high a market cap, yet the people who own it have been better vested, if you will. If Steve Jobs were still around, I wonder what he'd be worth on the open marketplace. You know, everybody talks about, well, not everybody, but a lot of people focus on Bezos, who founded Amazon, and he's got 30% of the stock or whatever, and he's worth $150 billion on his own.
Change.
Yeah, no, it's significant in the sense that it shows what the value is for someone who comes up with an idea and works it through. And Jobs was the same way with Apple. And now, what is it, Tim Cook, who runs it, what his stake is in the company. Those are ancillary side conversations. But when it comes to really getting right down to the brass tacks of it all, yeah, Apple and iPhone, iPads, they are intuitive, as people say. But I just think that they don't last long, and they aren't.
And they're not supposed to. That's why they're worth $1 trillion.
Yeah, and so that's kind of I don't respect that. I might use this stuff, but I have no respect for somebody who knowingly screws its clients, and that's what it does. They knowingly take advantage of you. They put together a good price. So you can just say, well, it's part of business. It's good for them, blah, blah, blah. It's good
for
America.
Well, I'm actually going to say, I get what you're saying, because I think you buy something and it should last. I have that drilled into me like my grandparents do. So I understand that. But at the same time, I think they just play off of people's greed. People like new things. People want new things. So they play off of that, and they're capitalizing on the fact that people are always going to want something new.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't set well with me. I'm not happy having to go buy a new. I'm not going to buy a new one. The guy wanted, as I said, another $600 for a 7.
Right.
And I'm not going to pay.
Just try going after that 10. And what I hear is there's a new version of the 10 coming out in September. So actually, wait till September, then buy the iPhone, because then everything that you're looking at now will get cheaper.
I'll go on Groupon or one of these other sites, and I'll buy for $150.
Just buy a hot phone off the street. I know how you roll, Stefan. Yeah. Just, walk those mean streets of Framingham.
Yeah, the mean streets of Framingham. McDonald's, another business story, apologizing after an Alberta, Canada restaurant serving a pregnant woman cleaning chemicals.
Oh, I heard it.
In her coffee, Sarah Douglas says that she quickly spit out her first sip of the latte she ordered from the drive-thru. Quote, I opened up the lid of the coffee and out poured this pungent smell of chemical. Certainly wasn't all latte. She's pregnant with her third child, returned to the location where she'd purchased the drink. She learned that her latte contained a cleaner that had been mistakenly left connected to the machine. Wonderful. Chemical is labeled a coffee system cleaning solution. Has a lengthy warning label. Product intended to remove milk residue. Certainly irritate the eyes, cause allergic skin reactions. That's according to the label. She contacted the Poison Control Center, went to a doctor. Certainly she was worried about her baby. And then the owner of the franchise, a fellow named Dan Brown, acknowledged the mistake. Said he's apologized to her. Okay. So, what else do you do?
Yeah, that's going to really help. I'm sorry I gave you a glass of kitchen cleaners.
Yeah. We're going to review proper cleaning procedures. What a lame
response.
Who puts
it in a coffee cup? Wouldn't you put it in something so you could see what it was?
You know,
that
just
wouldn't happen?
What it does is show you the mindlessness of people who are supposed to be paying attention. That's really what it shows to me. There's so many people in so many jobs who just go through the routine. They don't think, they don't act, they don't work, they don't listen. They just are there just to fumble, bumble, and get paid. And there's too much of that, frankly. And this underscores something that is a real problem in American workforce.
Though they know for sure that this wasn't intentional, right?
No, it wasn't intentional. It was just stupid. It was bad. And I wouldn't even say it was bad management. It just is. It's people who get hired. Maybe it is bad management because people become robots. They say, I've been into some of these places. I was actually the other night when I was delivering a load of hay, and I stopped at a Wendy's because Daisy was hungry, so I got her a piece of hamburger.
I like how you blame Daisy for your
No, I was hungry too, but there's not much in there. I got some French fries for me, and there were four people just walking around in a circle in there, like they didn't know what to do. There were people standing in line, and there were four people just walking around, not doing anything. Meanwhile, there were four people who want to buy something and put money in the cash register, and the kids, they don't know what to do. They're just it's annoying. All right, so there. The other restaurant business story is IHOP's saying that their fake name change was a big success. Remember the people like us who mocked IHOP for pretending to switch their name to IHOB because they were underscoring the new value of their they're serving burgers now.
Mm-hmm.
They got the last laugh though on this. The advertising shtick worked. They credited the buzz generated by the name change with fueling an uptick in their business. Significant lift, they say, in both sales and traffic during lunch and dinner hours after the expanded burger menu was introduced in June. Dine Brands Global owns IHOP and Applebee's and other restaurants like that. They say they've developed these amazing burgers. They had to generate excitement about them and convey to their guests that they take their burgers just as seriously as we take our pancakes. Yeah! So their second quarter earnings is up.
Whether it was a good idea or a dumb idea, the fact is people were talking about IHOP for the first time since they probably did the Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity, right?
The last time I remember people talking about IHOP is when George Bush said about Bill Clinton that the only information that he knew, the only info that he had on international relations was what he found out at the International House of Pancakes.
Did he really come up with that?
Yes, he did. I remember it very well.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it is. Very clever. All right, if you have had a good night's rest, this information is not for you. If you have not had a good night's rest, the next 60 seconds is just for you and the other 80 million Americans who did not sleep last night or sleep well, either or both of those things. You had 7 hours of sleep? Perfect. You feel great when you get up today? Perfect. However, if you are in the no column, you're not as alert as you need one of these robots that they have in the fast food joints. You just that probably happened to some kid in the fast food joint that wasn't paying attention because he's sleepy, didn't get a good night's rest. Blame it on the fact that he didn't have a MyPillow to sleep on. Yeah, MyPillow. Not a hard concept to get here. MyPillow gives you the best sleep. Jennifer will tell you that. I'll tell you that. Anybody who's got, I'm getting a new bed, a pet bed for Daisy May. They have those as well. So you, your family, your pets, everybody benefits. And the pricing is fabulous on all these things when you use our code DJV at MyPillow.com. So you can buy a four-pack, 50% off of the two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. You can buy the pet bed. You can buy their sheets, their mattresses. All have warranties, guarantees, all sizes. It's just a fabulous place to take care of your rest needs. So go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, save money on all these pillows and everything else that's there. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Hot hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey, Dave, you in for golf this weekend?
Oh, I can't. I promised I'd find a plumber to fix a sink and a painter to paint.
Use Angie's List.
Doesn't that cost money?
Not at all. It's free to find pros in your area who can do the work. You can even read ratings and reviews from other customers.
What about roofing pros?
Angie's List has pros for everything. And to save time, they'll even match you to the best pros for the job.
Oh, that's awesome. Looks like I'll be able to play after all.
Find the best pros for your next project at AngiesList.com.
You could pick this out as a Madonna tune, don't you think? Sort of sounds like typical Madonna fare. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan on the DJV show with a focus on some movie news. No, good, Doug. On some music news. Let's try that. Madonna has confirmed that her new album is going to be released by the end of the year. It'll follow Rebel Heart, which is 3 years old. She's been teasing new material for the past couple of months. Matter of fact, back in May, she posted what appeared to be cover art for a single or project that carries the title Beautiful Game. And now she's been interviewed, and she says fans can expect the new material in the next couple of months. I wonder, coincidentally, just in time for Christmas, for those who like to give Madonna away. As she said, I've met lots of really amazing musicians. I've ended up working with a lot of these musicians on my new record. But I don't know what Lisbon means. What is she moved? Oh, she's moved to Lisbon.
Like Spain? Right.
Really?
Portugal.
Lisbon is Portugal, right. Yeah. It's close to Spain, Jennifer. That's right. Yeah. Close enough. Yep. So anyway, her son is 12 years old, David. He wanted to chase his dream of becoming a professional football player. Football over there means soccer. And so her new hometown has created a culture shift that has inspired a new direction for the music and the album. Music will be collected and released by the end of the year, so that's been confirmed. Are you a big Madonna fan, Victoria? Do you like Madonna?
I like her. I saw her once in concert, and she was great, but yeah. I'm not a huge Madonna fan. I think that I like it when she does different stuff. You know, I think she's fallen into a trap where she's just trying to recreate the wheel, and it's a little boring to me.
I see. Well, her music does, I think, as I said when we started listening, you can pick out her songs.
Yeah.
Pick out her voice.
And her sound.
Yeah, her sound.
I've known her.
Like Cher.
Her for 30 years plus.
Yeah, yeah.
Almost 40 years.
I went to one of her concerts. It was a big, huge production. It was very, very well done. And what I remember more about it than anything else were her costumes and her taking shots at the Catholic Church.
That's where I part ways with Madonna a little bit. She's gotten a little mouthy in her old age, I guess, and that, I don't know. I always wanted to see her in concert. I just don't know if I would now. And I used to love her. I loved her old stuff, but... Mm.
Well, Jennifer, if that's the case, we'll go on to the next subject matter, which is Pink, who apparently is battling an upper respiratory infection. She's going to miss the first date on her Australian tour. Doctors say that she's going to have to postpone her show tonight at Sydney's Bank Arena, according to Live Nation. So Live Nation has a hole down under as well, it would seem. Beautiful Trauma. Is what her tour is called. She reached out to her fans, Twitterizing an apology and then requesting, quote, to dear Sydney friends, does anyone have a favorite place that makes wellness shots and fresh juices for when I get there?
She's been sick a lot. She's had to cancel. She's tough, but she's had to cancel a lot of shows.
Why do you think that is? Is she worried?
I don't know. She keeps battling the flu and respiratory stuff and sore throats. I think she needs some more wellness shots.
Yeah, apparently.
And you can't do the show that she does when you're not feeling well, because she sings hanging over the crowd. There's no way that you could do that unless you're 100%.
All kinds of acrobatics. But she's in great shape. But, again, 42 shows, including 11 of them in Melbourne, 9 in Sydney, 7 in Brisbane, 4 in Adelaide and Perth, and 7 over in New Zealand. So hold a good thought. That's a lot of work, man. Even for somebody who's in great shape. So hold a good thought for Pink. It's 28 past the hour of the DJV show.
We are Impulse and patience. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Impulse and patience were traveling together when they came to a divide in the way. The road split into two paths. The first was easy to travel, but led to an awful destination. The second was difficult to pass, but led to a beautiful destination. Impulse jetted quickly down the easy path, and his future was sealed. Patience, however, took a moment to consider the outcome, and although she was tempted to go down the easy path, she realized the reward for doing the harder work up front. Patience went down the tougher path, but ended up in an ineffably beautiful place. Both impulse and patience reside in you. Who you allow to guide you will likewise determine where you end up. Listen to Emotional Management, the talk show, on KDKARadio.com for more.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut? Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too. Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Galatran, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump stumping for Republicans running for office in the state of Pennsylvania at a campaign-style rally in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania yesterday, where he also touted the economic accomplishments of his own administration.
Our economy is soaring, our jobs are booming.
The president also telling the crowd the talk of Russian meddling in the 2016 election is a hoax. However, his top intelligence officials were back back at the White House, saying that Russia did meddle in the 2016 elections and is trying to meddle in the midterms as well.
Free and fair elections are the cornerstone of our democracy, and it has become clear that they are the target of our adversaries who seek, as the DNI just said, to sow discord and undermine our way of life.
That's the Department of Homeland Security Chief Kirsten Nielsen, and this is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our beer. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
The DJV Podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV Show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
That's the vote.
The vote. Oh, good, Dugger. That's nice. I was going to say that's the vote from Victoria. That's the voice of Victoria. Victoria Keelan back after a few days. I will have to get her a move story from her. Jennifer Horn is here. Kara is off. So Peter Trahan is at the controls in our studio in Washington on the DJV show. It is Friday, the 3rd of August. So I'm looking back at some of the things that we've talked about off and on all week, ladies. And this missing college student, I think yesterday we updated it sort of, Jennifer. Her name is Molly Tibbetts. She was, if I remember the context here, she's from a community in Iowa where we are heard, so I'm interested to get the input from anybody that knows more about it on Twitter if you want. We are at DJV Show, by the way, or at Jennifer Horn, or at On Air Victoria, or at Doug Steffen. So the story was that she had gone missing. Now somebody seems to have seen her, or at least the report is that they saw her at a truck stop somewhere in Missouri. Is that right?
That was supposed to be the latest, right?
Yeah, what they were playing with yesterday.
So what is this all about? What is her story? Missing and then shows up? Has she got a mental problem? Is she afraid? What do we know about this lady?
What I've learned, and again, this only started to get kind of national attention about in the last 5 days.
Yeah.
This has been pretty localized to Iowa, and then the nation started to get captured by this story. She had a boyfriend. We know that. The boyfriend was out of town, and people were probably like, oh, sure, that's convenient. You're out of town. But apparently, according to him, at least, authorities verified that he was indeed out of town. They were supposed to travel, Molly and her boyfriend, to his brother's wedding, and at that point, he was thinking about asking her to marry him, according to reports.
She's 20 years old, right?
I know. Now the family came out yesterday and increased the amount of reward. They feel like she's still alive and that someone abducted her, and they're hoping that increasing the amount of the reward will help someone either come forward, or maybe whoever they think has taken her would be, I guess, motivated with the amount of money that they're offering to give her back. She went out for a jog and she had a Fitbit on, so they were trying to use that to track her. Now search teams, at least as far as I heard yesterday, they were looking through ditches near a pig farm that federal agents searched last week in the hunt for Molly after they got a possible clue about her disappearance, which was a red shirt that was reportedly found nearby. That gives me goosebumps. A person mowing their lawn found an item of clothing near the Lincoln Wildfire Reserve. According to reports, it wasn't clear whose shirt it was, but Tibbetts worked at a daycare, and another employee confirmed its workers wear this particular red shirt.
Sounds like an episode of Law and Order. I remember from a number of years ago when a youngster about that age faked her disappearance, faked her kidnapping, faked her capture because she was upset because the mother and father were divorced and she wanted to get back together again. She thought this would bring them together. That was the storyline. And one wonders if silly or crazy things like that in play here. It's one of those frazzled stories. There's like pieces everywhere and you don't really know what to believe. People get concerned. It's a good human interest story, but from that you don't really maybe it's because it's not conclusive. There's no end to it. We like ends to the story. So,
well, it looks like they've raised $172,000 so far.
Yeah, right.
So
to help them out, looking.
I hope, and of course, money always means that there's a lot of quacks who come out of the woods. Oh, I saw her yesterday, and there's a lot of that stuff, which is probably just devastating for the family.
But yeah.
I don't want to be pessimistic, but these cases, they don't often end well.
Nope. They don't. You're right about that. You know, speaking of raising money, just as an aside here, I noticed that the Democrats, Jennifer, have raised $1 billion for candidates to be supported through the fall elections. That's a lot of money. But we had $4 billion spent in the last presidential election. But $1 billion, you got to figure that it'll be equaled on the Republican side. So $2 billion in a non-presidential year? Good God, that's obscene.
Well, I think right now Democrats know that it's important if they do want to impeach, or if they do want to regain, to get to impeachment, you have to get control of at least the House, which seems to be the easiest target. It'd be a little harder for Democrats to flip the Senate, but there is a path.
Why would you vote
for them to flip the House?
Are people that angry that they would vote for somebody just to get into an impeachment mess that'll bring the country? Do they even think it through? Impeachment
are angry enough, certainly. Yet to be seen whether or not the American people are that angry. The answer might be yes. We don't know. See, it's hard for me to judge, and I think it's hard actually for the three of us to judge, because we all live on the coast, right? We live on the far ends of the country.
Yeah.
And so I'm on the West Coast, you and Victoria are on the East Coast, and when you get caught in that bubble, then the answer would be, yeah, everybody's angry. Everybody's mad enough to vote to impeach. But yet, in the middle of the country, some good news for President Trump, is that his approval rating is at 50%, which is significant considering the amount of heat he's taken over the last week, several weeks, even from people in his own party who said he didn't handle the Vladimir Putin meeting right. He had all of these things going on. He's still at 50%. So will it be enough? I don't know. Does Trump rub off on these candidates? I think Trump can only do Trump. Other people have tried to do what he does, and I don't think that they are able to harness what he's been able to do. But the thing that makes me sad about this is there are so many good people who could do so many great things if they could afford to run for office.
That's true. But this is on both sides of the aisle.
That's right. Yep. I look at some of these races in California. I look at who's running for governor, and I see that the two guys that have the most money are the guys who won the race. And it's just sad because there's a lot of great people out there, but they get overlooked because they don't have the funding,
or they don't even begin. You know, Jen, and I have talked constantly about, like, you know, or back and forth. You would probably do something on the local end. I would like to be more involved on a local end, too, in politics. I wouldn't even start that. I wouldn't even begin because I don't have the money for it. And I don't want to be a professional fundraiser. And I don't want to be calling people for money. And that's all it is at this point.
Every day.
In fact, that's what Trey Gowdy was saying. Trey Gowdy, whether you like him or not, I think it's interesting to see why he wouldn't run again, because he clearly could have won if he decided to run again. But he said, I didn't like the process. I couldn't do the job that I was elected to do, because every 2 years in the House, you're running an election. So what does that mean? Campaigns are now 2 years long. 2 years long. So you're constantly
always
running for re-election. Right. You're constantly having to fundraise. Right. And that's got to be annoying if you actually want to get elected and do something for the right reasons and actually try to make a difference.
I wish borrowed from Canada for a bit and just, you know, there's a limit on it, on how much money, and there's a limit on the time. And then then you do your job. I don't know why we can't do that. I guess these politicians make too much money.
You got to have a constitutional convention, get 36% of 36 states to agree to the change. And we all know.
And they're all making so much money, they're not going to vote for it.
Right. They are. Look at their campaign. I've told this story before. The fellow who was the congressman from Northwest Ohio died 6-7 years ago. He was 69 years old, fell down the stairs, cracked his head, and there was nobody there, so he died. And he's got $6.5 million. He had $6.5 million in his war chest. Just goes to his wife. That's it. They do whatever they want with the money. Give it to Hillary gave a whole bunch of money, didn't she, this week to candidates? She's the maximum amount to a bunch of Democrats that were running in certain districts. I think I saw that. That's part of that $1 billion. So you can do what you want with it, which is there's a grab buck mentality, man. Phew.
It's just when people complain about the swamp and it's only people that have millions of dollars that can afford to run. Well, there it is. That's the swamp.
Help yourself. All right, let's get to today's celebration, which is about nuts. Grab some nuts day. A lot of nutty days, if you pardon, through the year. National Almond Day and National Pistachio Day, National Pecan Day. But today, we celebrate all of them. Nuts are considered fruit. That's kind of nutty. Unlike most types of fruit, they aren't sweet. And they're... Excuse me, did you take a shot at me?
No, I just said, oh, boy.
Really?
I was talking to my cat,
I am a boy. Thank you very much. So anyway, this is, if you want to know the benefits of eating nuts, I eat a lot of nuts. Nuts are a great source of nutrients, antioxidants, help you lose weight. They can lower cholesterol and triglycerides, reduce your risk of a heart attack and a stroke. So there you go. Grab some nuts today, all you folks. Let's get to the TV report now. I don't know what you did last night, Jennifer, other than send me the story about Kiefer Sutherland returning to Fox for 24.
That's all I did last night, was just study about Kiefer Sutherland.
What's the news? I've been out of the loop on everything. I haven't even seen a TV.
Okay, so earlier in the week, Fox announced it's doing a prequel for 24. They've been working on this since last year. They want another 24 something or other. And because Kiefer is available, now that they can't quite figure out whether they're going to do Designated Survivor, and even if they did, he could do this around it because they produce those shows for Netflix kind of like all in a row, and they jam them in like that was the story with House of Cards. And so
he's a producer on 24 no matter what.
Right,
he's going to make some money off of it.
Right, exactly. But the conversation is about whether he can fit in. I don't know how he looks. My son said he saw him the other day, and he looks really bad without makeup.
Your son doesn't say anything nice about anybody.
No, he never is like TV. You're right about that. That's true. All right, so that's one item of interest. Jennifer, what's on tonight? Maybe a highlight or two for the weekend.
Everybody your son meets is either an alcoholic or he doesn't look very good.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's his business, and maybe that's the problem. Yeah.
Gosh, I'm never going to talk to Brendan in person ever again, only on the phone. That's it. Okay, I don't want his commentary. All right. It's like, look at her, the bags under those eyes. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Not much on television tonight. That's a TV report. But I will tell you this. If you like, look, sometimes things get stressful. You know, we spend the week, we're watching the news, it's too much to handle. Sometimes you just need to sit back and relax. TV Land has got you covered tonight. They're doing an Everybody Loves Raymond marathon tonight on TV Land all night long. So you can check that out if you need to just kind of unwind and veg out a little bit. TLC is doing something that's probably kind of stupid. 90 Day Fiancé, Happily Ever After. That's at 8 o'clock, followed by another new episode at 10 o'clock. Sci-Fi has a new episode of Wynonna Earp. That is girl power in the Western world. And a couple of new things on the networks tonight. CBS has a brand new...
Hold on. What did you say? Wynonna Earp? As in
like
some
Wyatt
takeoff,
Earp.
A female of Wyatt Earp? Is she a sheriff? What is this? I've never heard of Wynonna Earp.
I don't know. I just tell you what it's about. I don't know.
What channel is it on?
Sci-Fi.
Oh, okay.
Here, let's go back. I'll go back and tell you what it's about.
No, that's okay.
No. Let's just stop
it's on
everything.
Sci-Fi. I'm probably not going to like it because it's probably some monster that comes out of some hole in the ground.
Screeching halt. Here's the description of Wynonna. Here we go. Wynonna Earp. The team must come to terms with the consequences of their actions, and someone claiming to be from the Black Badge Division arrives in Purgatory.
Right.
Must be the name of the town.
Very exciting. All right. Hurry up. We got to do some sports. What else you got?
Well, go do sports, because now I clicked on that, so you're going to have to go back.
All right.
But tonight,
wow.
TKO is new on CBS. There's some new stuff on the networks as well.
Yeah, wasting time with Kevin Hart. All right, let's get to the NBA and what's going on with MGM. Jennifer, I think you have that update, do you?
Oh, you are so demanding these days. Yes, well, I have that update. Here we go. Are you ready?
Yes.
The NBA has signed a kind of unique deal, actually. They're the first league to do something like this, the first major U.S. sports league, anyway, to partner with the sportsbook operator from MGM as legal wagering begins to expand into new states. This is the change in the law that allows this sports betting to happen. On Tuesday, Commissioner Adam Silver announced that the league struck a deal that makes MGM Resorts the exclusive official gaming partner of the NBA and the WNBA. MGM also receives the rights to use league highlights, logos, and direct data from the NBA that will be used to help fuel the company's growing sports betting footprint.
Mm-hmm. So one wonders if betting, Victoria, is the reason that this Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, this is a big deal. Apparently the match between the two of them taking place around Thanksgiving. And they're going to, the winner gets $10 million. Is that all about betting as well as?
Well, it's taking place in Vegas. It'll be either on November 23rd or the 24th. They haven't, they're figuring that out, but it will be Thanksgiving weekend. And, Phil Mickelson confirmed all the news. And there is, it's not even official yet what the purse of the event is, but it is rumored to be $10 million in a winner take all payout. This is obviously going to have tons of traffic, I think, at the books. In Vegas, and sports betting now in, what is it, 13 states, 11 or something like that, here in New Jersey. Yeah, I'm in New Jersey now, and so right down the street is Monmouth Park Racetrack, and you have to avoid the entire area because the traffic is just jammed of people sports betting now. It's
so
crazy.
Far, Woods has made $112 million on the tour, Mickelson $87 million.
And they're two of the greatest of all time. Yeah.
That's just purses.
People are going to watch this on TV and probably go nuts for it.
10 minutes. Well, today's nuts day. That's appropriate. 10 before the hour on the DJV show.
Heart. Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Past the hour now, it's Tech Talk time, and during this portion of the program, at this point in the week, it's Victoria Keelan's job to go back over the top 5 items from the world of technology, the ones that seem to have the most impact this week, starting at number 5, the list from Fortune magazine as to who on the list is making the most money from the world of technology. So let's get through that list. A list among the listers, if you will, Victoria.
Well, it's not actually just technology, but it happens to be that the top 10 Fortune's 40 under 40 list, these are the most influential people on the Fortune list. There happen to be a lot of tech companies involved. One of the newer dating apps is called Bumble, and it's started by a female.
Right.
It's kind of focused on women. It's supposed to be a safer space for women to online date and things like that. So Whitney Wolf Heard came in at number 9 as the CEO and founder of Bumble. And then there are some other women, not just women, but it is nice to see women in tech. But
yes.
There's a woman who co-founded and is still the CEO of Stitch Fix. Didn't you use Stitch Fix for a while?
I did. I used it for a while.
It's a nicely run organization, very efficient. I just found that it was too much.
Yeah, and that's an app where, it's a shopping app that sends clothes for you every month. Also on the list, Spotify, Dropbox, which is becoming a really popular file sharing website and app. WeWork, we talked about WeWork not too long ago. They banned meat from all of their things, so all their company receipts. So that WeWork is one of those share space kind of things. Lots of interesting companies like Lyft has, Uber's nowhere on this list, by the way, which is they've had a pretty rough year.
Interesting, yeah.
But the co-founder and CEOs of Lyft and the president of Lyft, they're both on the list. And then, of course, at number one, we've got the co-founder and CEO, Kevin Systrom of Instagram, and Mark Zuckerberg together from Facebook, because Facebook owns Instagram. And Instagram has been the hottest app pretty much of the year and will probably continue that way.
All right, that's number five as we work our way toward number one on the list of the top five items from technology this week. Speaking of Uber, they're at number four.
Right. Well, Uber is sharing some not great news. They have announced this week that they are stopping all of the development of self-driving trucks that have been hauling cargo on U.S. highways. And the reason for that is it's just not really, it's not panning out as far as a business goes. And there have been accidents. The technology really isn't there yet. People don't fully trust it. But Uber does have a thing called Uber Freight, which has seen actual growth. And what that does is it hooks up trucking companies with truck drivers. And so that will continue, and they say that they're going to focus on that. And then all of the resources they've been using for these self-driving trucks, they're just going to put solely into self-driving cars.
Yep. All right, number three, focus on Facebook.
And this is this story about Facebook is kind of interesting. They announced this week that they are also, they're jumping on the bandwagon that Apple has started. They are going to give you notifications of how much time you're spending on the app. And this is a big trend right now. Everybody's talking about mental well-being and mental health and how the more time you spend on social media apps, the worse your mental health is, especially for teenagers. And so Facebook wants to get in on this. And Instagram also, again, they're owned by Facebook. So Instagram is going to create a you're all caught up indicator, letting people know you can stop swiping now, you've gone through your feed, you're all caught up on everyone's updates, and basically telling you get off the app now and go outside and play. Essentially, that's what it means.
See you later,
no one's
going to
do, but it's nice to be trying.
Number two, something new, an interesting combo between Walmart and Waymo.
Right. Waymo is probably the most prominent self-driving car company at the moment. They have all the exclusive technology. They're the ones that really started it all. They have partnered with Walmart in Chandler, Arizona, and they are going to be picking up shoppers who order all their stuff from Walmart online, and then the self-driving Chrysler Pacifica vans will pick up the customers. They take them to the local Walmart in Chandler, and they don't even need to get out of the car because Walmart employees will walk the groceries and all the items out to the car, load it up for them, and send them back on their way. So this is the future of shopping at Walmart. That's what they want everybody to know. And if you don't mind not getting out of the car and not shopping, then, hey, this is probably a good thing for you.
All right. Number
one. I can tell by the grumble that's not for you.
Yeah. All right. Here's the way you know that this world is going to hell. The way you swipe your phone is being used to track you. I'm looking at this as I'm ordering a 6S. Maybe I shouldn't.
Well, it doesn't really matter what you have, and it doesn't matter what type of phone. The way that you swipe, pinch, and tap your smartphone screen, apparently can be used to track your identity and potentially breach your privacy. This is an Australian data research team that found that your gestures are like fingerprints. So, more bad news for hacking.
Wonderful, yeah. All right, there it is. Top five items from the world of technology this week. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to theultimateknife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at theultimateknife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.